It's May 15th, 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. The Wall Street Journal came under the microscope when its professional conduct rules were leaked to the media. The rules include many restrictions on using social media such as Facebook and Twitter. For instance, here's one rule. Openly friending sources is akin to publicly publishing your Rolodex. Another rule tells reporters not to disparage the work of colleagues or competitors or aggressively promote your own work. Plus, if a reporter isn't sure about whether to tweet or not to tweet, they should ask their editor. Time Magazine's James Panuizic slams the guidelines as just another way old media is trying to control the new. He wrote, quote, "The guidelines Dow Jones put out basically instruct their staffers to be the most boring social networkers online, to be withholding from their readers, and generally to guarantee themselves a tiny following online. If the editors and managers at the WSJ and other Dow Jones properties have any sense, they'll instruct their staff to break these rules as much as possible." In other newspaper news, the New York Times is considering two proposals to charge for online content, according to the New York Observer. One proposal would include a metering system where you can read a certain number of stories free online before starting to pay for each article thereafter. The other proposal is for a membership plan where people pay to get access to special content or inside information that no one else gets, similar to the way The Economist has special online subscriptions. Ironically, the details about the Times' digital plans were leaked out when reporters were live Twittering from the meeting. For instance, Jennifer Lee wrote a blow-by-blow of the meeting, including this tidbit, quote, "Comparison of potential NY Times membership to different tiers of Amex membership, platinum, gold, what would black be?" End quote. It's interesting to see the Times Company's digital strategy played out in the open, right on Twitter. Now it's time for Quotable. I attended the recent Econ SM conference in San Francisco, which looked at social networking on mobile phones. Kevin Thau, who is the director of mobile business development for Twitter, had this to say about how little it takes these days to do a technology startup company.
I think one of the most interesting things that I just see in general, just especially in Silicon Valley, is you can do so much more today. Like you brought up the previous internet thought, you can do so much more today than you could before with less people, right? I mean, you can do incredible things. I mean, the guys, the people in the garage, I mean, there's lots of people who develop apps, and it's like one person. I mean, Twitter's only, I don't know if we've been growing lately, but we're still only 45 people. So 45 people, you can do a lot if you development tools, hardware costs, infrastructure, all these sort of things contribute, open APIs, building an ecosystem, all contribute, you can do a lot more with less.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about the Wall Street Journal's social media guidelines? Our last poll question was, what do you think about requiring journalism students to buy iPhones and iPod Touches? Here's how readers answered. 19% said it would help students understand new distribution platforms. Another 19% said the requirement should be for any smartphone, not just the iPhone. 15% said they cost too much for students. Another 15% said the schools should subsidize the cost. And another 15% said it's a bad idea. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idea Lab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.